From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi soldiers have retaken most of the country's largest oil refinery from Islamic State militants. A spokesman for the U.S.-led coalition said troops recaptured all of the refinery Saturday. However, officials in Salahuddin province, where it is located, said there is still sporadic fighting. Last week, Islamic State militants attacked and briefly took over a portion of the sprawling complex, including some storage tanks, a technical institute, and a distribution point. The governor of Salahuddin province said that Iraqi forces were in full control of the refinery from a military perspective. However, he said some insurgents remain hidden inside the complex. The Bijade refinery produced about 175,000 barrels of oil per day before it was shut in June when Islamic State militants attacked it. Iraqi forces retook the facility in November, but later lost control of it. A suicide bomber killed at least 33 people in eastern Afghanistan Saturday. Officials say more than 100 others were wounded in the attack in Jalalabad. The attacker set off his device outside a bank where government employees were gathered to collect their salaries. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani says the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for the bombing. President Ghani called the incident horrific. He referred to the group as Daesh, an acronym for its name in Arabic. The Taliban had earlier denied responsibility for the bombing, calling it an evil act. The UN assistance mission in Afghanistan condemned the attack, saying that the continued use of suicide attacks in densely populated areas might amount to a war crime. The statement called for immediate accountability for those responsible. This is VOA News. Thousands of people demonstrated across Germany Saturday in protest of a planned free trade deal between Europe and the United States. The protests, billed as a global day of action, came ahead of a new round of talks on the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, or TTIP, that begin Monday in New York. Opposition to the agreement centers around concerns it will lower food and other safety standards. Top U.S. lawmakers reached a deal Thursday on legislation giving President Obama trade promotion authority to seal the TTIP, as well as another key accord with Asian nations. Congress would only be able to vote up or down on the agreement, not make any changes. The International Monetary Fund warned Saturday that while economic growth in advanced countries has strengthened, some emerging economies are facing weaker commodity prices and exports. In a communique, the IMF said it is committed to taking additional measures to support a more robust, balanced, and job-rich global economy. A three-day meeting of the World Bank and IMF concludes Sunday in Washington amid growing concerns that Greece might not reach agreement with its European Union and IMF creditors on a $270 billion financial bailout package. IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde says that flexibility is key in stabilizing Greece's finances.
The key question is to actually manage to fit the overall bill and make sure that the whole effort, the whole partnership hangs together.
The head of the European Central Bank says a Greek default would put the world in what he called uncharted waters. U.S. President Barack Obama used his weekly media address to emphasize America's commitment to fighting climate change. Mr. Obama said that 2014 was the planet's warmest year on record, and the world is looking to the United States for leadership.
And the fact that the climate is changing has very serious implications for the way we live now. Stronger storms, deeper droughts, longer wildfire seasons. The world's top climate scientists are warning us that a changing climate already affects the air our kids breathe.
The U.S. leader said he will observe Earth Day Wednesday at Florida's Everglades, a location he described as one of the most special places in our country. Meanwhile, an all-day Earth Day rally and concert attracted massive crowds to the National Mall in Washington. Usher, Mary J. Blige, No Doubt, Common, and Train were among those performing during the free Global Citizen 2015 Earth Day concert. The rally is a joint initiative with the Global Poverty Project. For more, please log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.